Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As you wake up, let the first activity of your life be having a quiet time before God. Always have a quiet time before God as an individual or a family. And after receiving Turning Point audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet to do a short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer for today and take the prophetic action we'll be asked to take for the day. Then follow the guideline on how to read your entire Bible through in 1 year. Subscribe for the online daily devotional prayer booklet. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat message or an SMS to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. It is time for prayers. Please pray these prayers with earnestness. Pray this prayer with power and strength. This will be the seventh day we've been praying intensive, effective, and effectual prayers. Do it with all your heart. These prayers shall become your testimonies very soon. In Jesus' name. First scripture for prayer today. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward." Pray this prayer with zeal. Say, "Oh Lord, my God, I receive grace to go forward. I declare that I am unstoppable. I shall go forward in life. My children shall go forward in life. I will go forward in my business, in career, in ministry, and in all the assignments of my life. As the Red Sea could not stop the children of Israel from going forward, no power, force on the individual will stop me from making progress. For God divided the Red Sea for the children of Israel to have an easy passage. Everything that stands as Red Sea before me, before my children, before my calling, dry up now. Dry up now and come back no more in Jesus' name." Next, verse 25 of that same chapter. "And the Lord took off the chariot wheel that the Egyptians, they drove heavily. And then they said to themselves, 'Let us run. Let's run away from Israel, for their God is fighting for them. Let's run against from them. The God is fighting for them against us.'" Pray this prayer. Pray it with strength. Say, "Oh God, fight my battle for me. Fight the Egyptians after my life. As you remove the wheels from the Egyptian chariot that they could not move fast, remove the wheels from the enemy's chariots. Slow them down for me. Distance them away from me. All the evil pursuers of my life, you will never catch up with me. All the evil pursuers in the life of my children and my family, you will never catch up with us. In the name of Jesus, I am ahead of you. You are coming from behind. I am moving forward. And you are held down by the power of God." Next, Jonah chapter 1. Verse 15, "So they took Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging." You are going to pray like this. I'm going to pray like this. "The sea stopped its raging." Say, "Oh Lord, my God, I prophesy against all the Jonah in my boat. Be cast into the sea. Jonah in my marriage boat. Jonah in my business boat. Jonah in my environment boat. I command you to be cast into the sea. I prophesy to the raging storm in my life. Now be calm. All raging storm, receive calmness today. Nothing shall make me afraid. I am fearless. I am courageous. I am bold. I am strong. Stronger than the challenges before me. In Jesus' name." Next, Nahum chapter 1 verse 9. "What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter affliction, will never rise up the second time." Pray like this. "I prophesy to my life and space, affliction will not come near me. Affliction of pain, afflictions of delay, affliction of poverty, leave my life today. Affliction shall not rise again. I will not suffer what I suffered before. The last time that I suffered shall be the very last time. The last time that I missed it or made a mistake shall be the very last time in my body, in my home, in all I do. Affliction shall not rise again. I shall not be sick again. I shall not be broke again. I shall not beg again. I will not be down again. In Jesus' name, say amen. Next. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 2. And the priest could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord has filled the whole house. Be strong. Pray this prayer like this. O Lord my God, fill my life with your glory. Let your glory change my story. Let your glory change my children's stories. Change my business story. Change my spiritual life. Change my financial life story. I receive God's glory for the high performance in all I do in life, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next, 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 13. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about from behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. Ambushment behind them. Pray like this. All ambushment of evil, evil ones against my life, be destroyed today. Whatever trap set for me, shall catch those who set the trap, shall be set on fire today. I will not be snared. I will not be trapped. I will not be caged. I will not be imprisoned. I will not be cut down, in Jesus' name. Next, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself in array. Stand ye. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord of God upon you. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord will be with you. Wow, this is strong. So I want you to pray with much zeal. Take the battles off my hand, O Lord. Say, fight my battles for me, as you fought for King Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. Fight my battles, O Lord. Every battle against me in all areas of life, you are fought now. Fight my visible and invisible battles in the name of Jesus. Turn me into a spectator in my battle. I shall come out of these battles unhurt. I shall suffer no injury. I receive grace to live the rest of my life without stress or struggle. In Jesus' name, say amen. Finally, for today, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal, and his name spread far above, for he was marvelously heard. Many prayer points in this scripture. I'd like you to pray this prayer, touching your forehead gently. Say with faith, give me creative power. Give me creative ideas for invention. As you bless King Uzziah with creative grace, also bless me, O Lord. Bless my children, my family, and all I do with fresh ideas. His name spread abroad. Use my breakthrough to announce me to the whole world. Let me enjoy visibility. Let me enjoy marvelous help. Marvelous help. Unusual assistance, strange support, become my portion from today. Become my children's portion from today. In the name of Jesus, my power, your grace, come over me. Let my face be seen and my voice be heard all over the world. Let my children's faces be seen and their voices be heard all over the world. Let my products, my goods and services become global. In the name of Jesus. Everyone say amen, amen, and amen. I prophesy over all my listeners and all TPGF members, wherever you are, receive answers as prayed. Become your dream. You shall be fulfilled. All that you have prayed today shall turn around to become your testimonies. God's oil shall be fresh on you in Jesus' name. All say amen. I receive it. Say it three times. That's right. Please anoint yourself as soon as you can. These prayers must be answered for you. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts unless what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you, beginning from your family members to your friends and your neighbors. Please do so. February 4th celebrant, your prayers be blessed, be anointed, be guided. God will give you a special birthday gift you will never forget. And He will raise people to also bless you in Jesus' name. We have just done a week of intense, prophetic, energetic prayers. Now, let me know how it has impacted you and how blessed you are this 1 week. From tomorrow, we shall start a week of testimony sharing, which we suspended the other time. So send in your fresh testimonies, or send the one you sent before that we have not shared. After the 1 week of testimony, then we shall go to 1 week of teachings using the questions and situations people are sending in as usual. Then it shall be followed with 1 week of healing grace. This is how God has led us for now. I believe He's blessing you. The good thing is God blesses us in all these weeks and He will keep blessing you. Month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, seesaw, your vows, and the 2222, we are sowing this second month of the year. Do so as soon as you can. Do so with joy. Do so cheerfully. Do so timely. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. And if you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal detail for all our members abroad and all over the world, send a chat message. Or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Don't send money to any other anybody ask giving you personal account. No, there are two names for this commission: the Living Spring Chapel International and the Living Spring Chapel Trust for all of us in UK, and then the Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel account on GTB, on Zenith, on Access. Anyone asking you to send money to motherless babies home, to any orphanage, or giving personal name and account, those are fraudsters. Block them. Have nothing to do with them. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you shall do good. You shall do well. All these prayers we have prayed, they shall manifest into testimonies in your life. No power will hold you down anymore. You shall not be cut down. You shall not be cut short. The glory, the grace, and the mystery behind this commission will be finding fulfillment in your life. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.